Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Are you smirking or giggling? Or
giggling?
What are you doing?
I don't know. I feel like I have grown and I don't have room in my room. I don't know. I need more room for activities.
Do you feel like things are closer to you than they were yesterday?
Yeah. I feel like I'm a giant.
In the land of small things?
Yeah, I don't know.
What changed? You're wearing bigger clothes?
It's probably
Let's back up. Have you grown?
Have I grown?
That's my question.
I need to back up against a door jam.
Oh, or go rob a bank.
Either or.
And they're like, she was not quite that tall last time.
I think I'm taller and I'm just taking up more space. Me and this chair are fighting. Like, move over.
That chair is always there.
I know, but it's more in my way.
Rotate it. Turn it. Does that help? Put it under a desk.
It's in my way.
That is...
Just get out of here.
Kick it.
Excuse me. I'll be right back.
Where are you going with your chair? Where? Claire.
Hang on.
How's that?
Now I have more room for activities.
Look, twirl.
Yeah. I don't know. I got into a fight with a chair this morning.
That's our Fridays kicking off.
It's my Friday. Sorry.
Claire v. Furniture.
I won.
You did.
Claire versus rolling chair, and I actually won.
Congratulations.
Oh, that could have been real bad, though.
You're in a hurry yesterday. You took down a chair this morning.
I'm on a roll.
You're on a streak, a victory streak.
Nothing's going to hold me back on this Friday, baby.
I feel like you're going to win the food thing, whatever you're doing Sunday for Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to have the most food.
Oh, by volume, not by taste.
Oh, no. Not make the best thing? No.
I was thinking make the best, but you're going to consume the most.
Probably consume the most. I think if I had to go for an award, I think I want to go with consumes the most. It's just a day of grazing, right?
Yes.
I'm totally looking forward to it. Just like all the little dips. But I am totally punking out because I do this every year. Everyone's talking about, you know, like, I'll bring the buffalo chicken dip because we have to have that. And like, oh, I'll make taco dip. We have to have that. And then I'm like, oh, I don't know what to bring. I guess, oh gosh, all these calories. I'll bring veggies and hummus.
Now, that doesn't count. You just lost in my world.
You're a loser.
Veggies and hummus.
Yeah. And I'm like, as I think about it.
How about you bring a variety of chips for all the dips?
That shows no imagination.
Neither does veggies and hummus.
No, but I'll make the hummus and it'll be delicious.
You make the hummus?
You can make hummus, yeah.
Well, I didn't doubt that you could or couldn't, but I didn't. I thought it was bought in a container at the store.
Yeah, well, you can. Absolutely.
So what do you just smash up chickpeas?
Oh, yeah.
For hours and hours?
Hours and hours of chickpea smashing.
Is it a lot easier than I really think it is?
It's super easy.
It's like guacamole.
Yeah.
It seems really hard and
yes.
It's not at all.
Almost exactly. Yes. Yes, it's Mediterranean guacamole.
Interesting.
Oh my gosh.
You know, if someone would have approached me with that word instead of hummus.
It's hummus.
I may actually like it.
You haven't tried?
Oh, I've tried hummus. I'm not a big fan.
Really?
Yeah, because it comes from a bean.
Oh, yeah. I forgot your thing.
I'm anti-bean.
He's anti-bean.
No bean for me.
Doesn't like beans.
No, the only two I like are the bean in Chicago and jelly beans. That's it.
And jelly. Big beans. Fan of jelly.
Jelly. Bean. Those are my two.
I like that you stick to it, though.
Thanks.
He's got scruples, folks.
I've got scruples.
Sticks to his guns.
Especially when it comes to beans.
Not going to budge on that one.
I like pita chips. I love pita chips. I'm just not a big hummus fan.
You are an adult child. I'm like, that is exactly what my kids do. I'm like, where are all the pita chips?
Nom, nom,
I want to have some hummus.
Nom. Use your finger. Nom, nom.
I
David
guess.
On the chips.
Oh.
What?
It just, I'm disappointed. There.
You're
what?
Not surprised.
What? I'm not surprised.
How can you be disappointed in something that doesn't surprise you?
Not surprised in the least.
No, well, enjoy winning at Super Bowl volume and
Thank
hummus
you.
Making.
It does sound losery when you say it like that. Hummus making.
Hummus making.
Aww. I'll try to make something cool. Maybe dessert.
My understanding, at the end of the night, how much hummus is left versus the dips?
I don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
My veggies don't go over well, okay?
Them every year.
Every year, baby. Every year without fail. This year, I'm going to actually eat the veggies. I don't. I do not. And I didn't know that today was the actual day, but today is National Pizza Day.
It is?
National Pizza Day. And 0% of Americans have never had pizza.
That seems like the American food. It's no longer like apple pie and hot dogs. It's pizza.
It's pizza.
Yeah.
We've all had it. So I was baffled this morning as we are going to actually be having some pizza on this program today. And producer Ben's like, how do I cook it? What do I do?
Well, maybe he's of the generation where it just shows up at his house ready to go. He's not a take and baker.
I had to explain pizza.
You had to explain a specially shaped pizza. Let's be clear.
Because it wasn't round.
It's because you bought flatbread. You didn't technically buy pizza. You bought flatbread for today's experiment.
I can't believe this will tear us apart. Flatbread pizzas. Then there was two pizzas.
They're not circular. It's confusing. He's young. He's just a child.
Wait. They're not circle?
That's the problem. It has all the pizza components. It's got crust, it's got sauce, it's got cheese, it has toppings. But because he kept comparing it to a Subway sub.
So it's like when you go to sub. No, it is not a sub. It's just a rectangle-shaped pizza.
You're blowing his mind.
Sorry I ruined National Pizza Day, everybody. Sorry.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I know exactly what's on Claire's mind.
I know you think you know.
Because it's also what's on my mind.
How could it possibly be?
You're thinking about what you're doing this weekend.
Well, yeah.
So am I.
What?
You're going to a show.
Yeah.
I'm going to a show.
What?
Different shows.
Wait. What show are you going to?
Jesus Christ Superstar. One of my top five favorite musicals.
Oh.
Going to be the national tour is hitting Paramount tomorrow night. So we got
fun.
We got dinner. We got the show. Looking forward to it.
Now. Yeah. So it's a national tour. It's
yes.
Like it's one of the big broad. Ooh.
Yeah. Coming through town. One night only.
Oh.
So that is our plan for tomorrow night. Jesus Christ Superstar.
Are you singing all this? Like, are you prepping? Do you kind of like immerse yourself in?
It's a little bit like Hamilton. I kind of know the soundtrack forwards and backwards. Yes.
Yeah. So you don't need to play catch up as much.
It's not. No. The plots also just read the Bible. You kind of know the order of things.
And 'tis the season.
I know the source material.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
We're coming up on the big story.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Greatest story ever told. Second greatest story ever told. I lose track of which one's which.
Great timing, though. Yeah.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
One of the greatest stories of our time.
That is my Saturday. I know where you're going. I just don't know when you're going. That's the one thing I couldn't read in your brain.
Oh, you couldn't get that?
No.
Oh.
You going tonight or tomorrow?
Tonight.
Tonight?
Tonight. I'm going down to Riverside to see Clay Walker. Talk to me, baby.
Now, are you...
90s country is my jam.
Are you kind of prepping by re-listening to some of his music?
Yes. So I had to start prepping this week, and I forgot how much I love that song.
This takes me back to my early radio days.
Yeah?
I was spinning the country hits at the time. I was line dancing Eric Hansen back then.
Wow.
And that song took me way back. Well, I loved it. I had totally forgotten about it.
Loved it then. I remember like dancing to it. We would do like lip syncs to that. Like I was totally into it. And then I was completely thrilled as I'm playing it in the car trying to remember, do I know all the words? Yeah, I do. And then my kids are in the back seat and my daughter Audrey's like, who is this? This is kind of good, Mom. What?
You have another fan in the house now?
It is the greatest compliment. I felt really validated that an 11-year-old also approves of my
Team
music
Clay.
Collection. Yes! Another generation of Team Clay!
Waterloo, the latest community to report an increase in telephone scam activity. The police department warning residents of calls being reported. Scammer claiming to represent said police department and asking for donations.
Ooh.
If the police say if you get a call like that, it's probably not them. It's not them. Hang up. Do not give them any payment information. That's the big takeaway.
No.
Calls like this in the Waterloo area have been going on for the past couple of days. Sports shorts! Hannah Stolke Pride of Cedar Rapids, Washington, scoring a career-high 47 points last night.
Dude! 47?
47. Caitlin Clark had 27. Number two, Iowa, taking down Penn State in a nail-biter for the first part of the game, 111-93. Clark is now at 34-89, 38 points away from the NCAA women's basketball career scoring record. She could hit that at Nebraska. That's the next game. I think it's Sunday. Let's say she puts in her normal number, which is like 32.
Yeah.
Then probably, certainly, for sure, Iowa, Michigan,
back at home,
back at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Stokely, by the way, had the second highest scoring game in the history of Hawkeye women's basketball.
Wow.
Good night for the Hawks last night. Let's stay in Iowa City and tell you what's got us feeling all right. So Dance Marathon was last weekend, the first weekend officially of February. But when you raise over $1 million, you want to make sure you count every last penny.
Totally.
To the penny, I have exactly how much money was raised at Dance Marathon, which, by the way, happy 30th anniversary. And
30?
Dance Marathon has been going on for 30 years.
Wow.
And the key to all of this is 24 hours on your feet, no caffeine. So you do the pledging, you get the money raised, and then you just go in that room and you have a great time. Your grand total, $1,454,929, and this is coincidental, 30 cents on their 30th anniversary.
That's kind of cute.
All of that money goes to the USAID Family Children's Hospital. Thanks to all the students for what they do. Dance Marathon, the largest student organization on campus, by the way. Congratulations on another great year.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Congratulations, Mark Ruffalo, the newest star on the Hollywood Boulevard Walk of Fame. Yes, yes, yes. He's like 2,772nd star on the Hollywood Walk
of Fame.
It's
a long sidewalk.
It's a very long sidewalk, but he's on there, baby. They have a big ceremony when they put your star on the walk. And to help inaugurate him into the walk, his former co-star, Jennifer Garner, was on hand. They were together in two movies, actually. In 2022, they did The Adam Project. And the one I think that we all remember is 2004's 13 Going on 30. And as she's going up on stage to help pay tribute to him, they played a little bit of Thriller and they did the dance. They did the Thriller dance as she walked to the podium. It's so cute.
That's fantastic.
It's adorable, right? And she actually mentioned that moment in the movie too. She said, how lucky are we that we have been in a movie that kids are still dressing up as on Halloween?
It's a great point.
That's very impactful. Yeah, huge. But she also shouted out some of his other leading ladies that he's co-starred alongside. She said, I wonder if my colleagues Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, Gwyneth Paltrow, Keira Knightley would agree that Mark Ruffalo owes his rom-com success to his scruffy hair, his untucked shirt, a cute button-down, both of which became the norm for every guy to wear for the next 20 years.
He set the trend?
She is saying that he set the trend for that. Mark Ruffalo made that happen, made it a thing. But we did not know Mark Ruffalo suffers from a little bit of anxiety. And she revealed that Mark Ruffalo tried to drop out of 13 Going on 30 after they started filming. They did their first rehearsal for the Thriller dance. And she said Mark Ruffalo went from kind of shocked that we actually have to do this dance to kind of antsy to deathly quiet. And he told her, bro, this is not for me.
Bro.
Bro. He looked at Jennifer Garner and he said, bro, this is not for me. But he got through it. He did the dance. He learned it. And it, you know, the rest is history.
I just came to read some words on a screen, right?
Yes.
What do you mean I got to dance?
I came to do the acting thing. I've got to be a dancer?
Why is there a choreographer? It's a
surprise,
rom-com.
Surprise, Mark. Surprise. Well, congratulations to him. And getting ready for his Super Bowl halftime performance, Usher did the big, you know, all the reporters are there. Usher,
yeah.
We have questions. Everybody has questions about what can we expect, right? He did tell us that the show length has increased 15 minutes. Everyone else has done 13. Usher gets 15 minutes to celebrate his past, present, and future. He wouldn't precisely name the people who will be joining him on stage, but he did say He made it easy on himself by having friends that were featured on previous songs, and that would be joining him on stage.
Vegas is saying Alicia Keys, Lil Jon, and maybe Nicki Minaj.
Interesting.
That's where you can put your money for Vegas.
I had not heard Nicki, but yes, that would be fantastic. Alicia Keys, lock. Yes, absolutely.
That's Lil the Jon. One that, yeah, the worst odds, like the one that's probably happening is Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys looks like very good odds. Love it. Looking forward to it. We'll just have to wait and find out on Sunday. But we found out for sure that we are getting a brand new Game of Thrones spinoff.
So this is another one?
Another one. Yes, another spinoff from Game of Thrones is in development right now. Game of Thrones, Aegon's Conquest is going to be a prequel to the prequel.
Stop it.
I can't even. Aegon's Conquest is a prequel to House of the Dragon that we are currently enjoying, and that season two will come out this summer.
Oh my God, stop it.
Aegon Targaryen's battle for Westeros with his sister wives, Rhaenys and Sena.
So much. I can't keep track of all of this stuff.
It's such a long history.
Yes.
George R.R. Martin has created. There's another series that has yet to make it, but it has begun filming. A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, The Hedge Knight, is filming currently, and we'll get that soon. And then, like I said, House of the Dragon airs this summer, and now Aegon's Conquest.
Will there ever be a major motion picture on a movie screen, do you think? At this point,
we will get a movie. I'm going to say we get a movie of Game of Thrones before we get the final book in the series.
Of Game of Thrones.
Yep. Going to put good money on that right now. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Pizza with guacamole on it.
It smells fantastic. Today is actually National Pizza Day.
It is?
Which is a fun little surprise.
Well, that's handy.
Yeah. I don't know why it's not Super Bowl Sunday, since we also found out this week that pizza is the number one food we want to eat as we watch a game.
While pizza's fantastic while watching football, I just never equate pizza and the Super Bowl.
And not the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is dips day. I'm sorry.
It is a dip day, wing day.
Yeah.
Yes. Slider day. It doesn't seem to be a pizza day.
Not for me. Not in my house.
We also found out pizza is a lucky item for a lot of people.
Yes.
When they're watching football.
And you know what? I'm not mad at pizza. I love pizza. 0% of Americans have never had pizza.
Which means 100% of Americans have had pizza.
We've all had it.
Now, who's had pizza with guacamole on it?
Not I. There was a survey, and they asked people what they like to put on their pizza. And I believe the Holy Guacamole people were behind the actual survey.
Wait a minute.
I don't know why they were asking people, but they wanted to ask because we put ranch on pizza, and that has become a growing trend.
I dip it. I put very little, like I'll put some pepper flakes and some cheese on a
pizza.
Oh,
I gotta have the cheese.
I've seen people like do hot sauce, barbecue sauce, depending on the toppings.
Yep.
Ranch is a dip. I don't actually smother my pizza in that as a topping.
No, but it has exploded in popularity last 5-10 years. So the guacamole people are like, well, what about our stuff?
I mean, this is like putting a spread, right?
Yeah.
Like you are applying a heavy layer of some sort of topping.
And to be honest, like I'm probably going to have some guac at my party anyway.
Good point.
I might as well just try it on pizza. I like guacamole. I like pizza. It all kind of makes sense to me.
I'm going to tackle this from the corner. So we've got two, like a meat lover style flatbread. And then you just bought guacamole ready to go. You didn't make this out of a...
I didn't. I did holy guacamole, since that was the people who are pushing this agenda.
They're pushing it. Yeah.
You're pushing the agenda. I'll see.
Okay.
And then I thought that the meats would add a spiciness that would go with the guacamole. I don't know for sure.
Guac on pizza. Should you have it on Sunday?
Well, heck yeah.
Let me try again. Oh, yeah.
You've got guacamole in your beard.
I can feel it on the edges. For sure. I'm going for bite number three.
Dude, this works.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's break this down for a second. Let's take what? What do you mean? Break it down. You eat.
You break it down.
I'm going to break it down while you continue to polish off your pizza with guacamole on it.
It's cool and creamy. You add it to the pizza that's got all of like the crunchy flatbread too. I think since we did a crispy crust, it works.
Think about this right now. Nachos. You've got a grain-based product, pizza crust,
mm-hmm.
a topping that has tomatoes, salsa,
yep,
usually queso,
yeah,
and guac and also meat. Let me take you another one. Fajitas.
Okay.
Grain-based base.
Yes.
Cheese.
Yes.
Usually salsa or at least some sort of tomato. And you add guac. Why is this any different?
This is the same.
This is exactly the same.
Wow.
Why aren't we putting guac on our pizza all the time?
It works, people. I like it a lot. It's got a
good for you. Who is this? The Holy Guacamole people?
Holy Guacamole people. They were visionaries and they saw this and it totally goes together. I mean, I don't know that I'm like going to seek it out, but if it was an option, I'd definitely recommend it.
Yeah, if there's pizza on the buffet on Sunday and then some guac on the side, throw it on there. Now, just for science sake, let's try it with breakfast pizza. We're eliminating the tomato part, but we're adding a sausage gravy base.
Sausage gravy base, which you know what? Avocado toast.
Mmm. It's a little overpowering. I will say that. It's a little overpowering.
Yeah. I'm kind of missing the whole breakfasty thing.
I'm just getting guacamole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
It's taking over.
But we will tell you that Super Bowl Sunday, you got a Meat Lover's Pizza and you got guac. You've got two best friends.
Put them together, man.
Slap it on there.
Our computations reveal you'll love 100% of what you're about to hear.
It's time for Nerd News
on Z102.9.
Broadcasting from elevation 840 feet above sea level, the latitude of 41.88 degrees north and a longitude of 91.72 degrees west. Put a pin on your map. This
right
is
there.
Nerd News.
Let's do it.
That's exactly where we are. Claire, when life gives you lemons,
make lemonade.
When life gives you a lemon from 1739. You put it up for auction. You sell it.
How is it still a thing? How is it not broken down?
A 285-year-old lemon was found in the back of an old cabinet drawer that was auctioned off recently in England. The auctioneers from Shropshire said a 19th century cabinet was brought to the auction house by a family who said it had belonged to a dead uncle. They're taking pictures for the website, and as they get into the drawer, they find a lemon that is now petrified in the back of the drawer.
What?
The fruit was even inscribed, given by Mr. P. Lou Francini, November 4th, 1739, to Miss E. Baxter.
Missy Baxter?
Missy Baxter. Auction house sold the lemon and the cabinet separately.
What? What?
Cabinet went for $40.
So the lemon was a gift, or the lemon was part of the cabinet?
I think the lemon was a gift and was just stored in the cabinet and people forgot it was there.
Weird.
And then over the course of probably time and temperature and humidity and darkness, like not a lot of sunlight, it mummified itself. It was a mummy lemon.
What?
Yeah.
That is so weird.
I know. The fact that the inscription actually stayed and you could read it, because in my brain, that at least has to be covered with fur.
Yeah.
Right? That's got to have mold everywhere.
Mold.
But it's still
down,
a lemon.
It decomposes.
Mm-hmm.
Lemons don't do that?
It may have done it, but not enough for them to throw it away. They kept it. That lemon was sold for $1,780.
Now that's a lemon.
Cabinet, again, was only sold for $40.
$40? 40? 40. Ouch.
You ever heard of the Spider-Man of Super Bowl? Super Bowl Spider-Man?
No.
A man was detained Wednesday. He scaled the Sphere in Las Vegas, that new venue.
Yes.
366 feet high, 516 feet wide.
Did he have safety harnesses or?
He knows what he's doing. Now, let's start with trespassing and it's legal, right? No matter
the
time of day.
Yeah.
However, you're there Super Bowl week. Heightened security. Everything's a terror threat, right? Everything's at 11.
Yeah.
So police receive a phone call about 10:11. There's a person climbing on top of the Sphere
Vegas. A person?
This is one man. So they close all the roads around the venue, and then they wait for him to come back down. He was up and down about an hour and a half. We do not have his name, but we do know that the Instagram account, prolife.spiderman, showed a video selfie style climbing the Sphere, which is owned by a guy named Maison Deschamps. And he is the same guy who climbed a building in Phoenix last year, which was where the Super Bowl was last year.
Huh.
So he goes by Super Bowl Spider-Man. That's the guy currently in custody.
Okay.
Bad idea. I get it's all publicity. I'm happy you can do it.
No.
But don't.
No, don't.
You're taking away resources.
Yes.
From, they need to be, you know, at the airport. They need to have the dogs out. We
Let
need to be sweeping everything.
Do what they're supposed to be doing.
This time of year, everybody gets into the X business. If you're at a zoo, you sell cockroaches that you'll feed to whatever eats cockroaches.
That's right.
Usually lizards. I saw a salvage yard. You could spray paint the person you hate, your ex, on the car. I'll smash it.
Uh-huh.
A toilet paper company is offering members of the public the chance to have old love letters from their exes turned into recycled bathroom tissue this Valentine's Day.
Cool.
Who gives a crap? That's the name of the company. Launched in 2012, announced the Flush Your Ex program from their website. Mail us those leftover love letters taking up space in your sock drawer and we'll deliver them to our production facilities and we'll transform the BS into TP. Because nothing says closure like knowing that someone somewhere is putting those sweet nothings exactly where they belong.
Nice!
The company's accepting love letter donations as long as you're in the U.S., Australia, or Britain, and you don't have to get them by Valentine's Day. They're taking them all the way through Leap Day the 29th.
Wow.
Who gives a crap is the name of the company.
That is hilarious.
That's the way to flush your ex.
Wow.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.